Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It is hump day, and man, what a hump day it is. Lions and tigers and bears. No, it's tsunamis, volcanoes, and alien probes.
Where'd I get a line for that at?
I don't know, but it said 2020. Look out. Y'all look out. Y'all hide. Sydney Sweeney, is that her name? I think that's her name. Well, there's an ad that's making waves, and there's another one that you guys got to see. I hope y'all haven't seen this. Y'all going to crack up. And then Devil's Den, man, there's also some dark crap going on. But first and foremost, Father Fortinbear, how is your hump day?
It is excellent. You know, you speaking of alien probes, I did find out here recently that now you can do a prostate exam through a blood test.
Oh,
I know.
That just takes all the fun out.
I was disappointed.
I think you can do it by pooping in a box too.
I was disappointed. I was looking forward to my 45th birthday.
You're pooping in a box, leaving it on the neighbor's doorstep, light on fire.
There's no telling what's coming.
So you know what? Of more things, be mad at technology. There's one more.
There you go.
Wes is in the house, folks.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
All right, we got to work.
You want me to answer here?
Right, you feel it really good for Donnie. You feel it really good for Donnie. You got the Donnie down pat.
He's always a live audience.
Hey,
I'll film different from a live audience.
Hey, he's got the Donnie down pat, isn't he?
Yeah.
You remember the days when Wes was had character and charisma?
No.
They the long gone.
What is it? Most people get better. He peaked on the day we called him about the Christmas story.
Only went downhill from there.
No regards.
Look, he can't even be like use his intro from here as his personal ad. Because they're gonna be like, okay. But here's somebody with a personal ad. Maybe he doesn't. But there's Gary. Yeah, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's gonna be hard to follow up, Brother Simpleton over there.
Yeah. But the simple berry.
Simple berry.
I love it.
Or simple.
Oh,
Is he a simple? Simple.
No, simpleton.
Oh. Hey, let's try it again. Hey, I can't call your name now. Hey, Wes, how are you?
Dial it back now.
Calm down. Here's a guy with a lot of energy. He got a lot to talk about tonight. The bourbon nerd. Look how good his color, though.
What's up, guys?
I'm so proud of myself.
Hey, I met us last week, but we had some stuff going on. Last night we had a problem. Anyway, I'm glad to be back.
Dude, I don't know who's more unhappier to be here. You or Wes?
I'm super happy.
Look, from now on intros, we'll just skip them too.
No.
You say Marty and Wes are here.
They're gonna read from the
teleprompter. It's gonna be like a hostage situation.
You're gonna hold it up for Gary, and you're gonna hold it up for Wes. I am happy to be here. Ha ha ha! I just flew in, and boy, are my arms tired.
I am not forced to read this at all.
All right, so look now. Here's my problem, Jamie. I got to try to tell a story with these three simpletons. About our weekend we had together.
There's only two we're talking about. So which did you throw in there, me and Gary? Which me and Gary just on that mix? What are you doing on the camera? We got Gary's shoulder twice.
Oh,
Gary's head. What happened with him?
He's short.
Gary's got a big head.
You talk bad about people.
Yes, constantly. That's a good thing about knowing people for 30 years. You can talk shit.
So I see Dave in the chat. Me and Marty and Wes were with Dave Vogelsang last weekend at Old Glory Distillery. Boy, did we have a time.
Woo.
A lot more people were there.
We got another camera going out, another monitor going out.
No, there's something else going on, Jared, but they'll come back. Yours will come back.
Yeah, it came back.
It's moving around a little bit. It'll be all right.
It's just your reflection, Jamie.
My reflection is black.
Yeah.
You know what the green was?
No, it's actually that Wes is so dull.
So I got threatened with HR today.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be brought center screen.
So I thought it was a great idea. So there is a
Did they listen to the episode Monday night?
No. There's an African-American gentleman who had my same build, bald-headed, and has a beard. So I thought for Halloween, it'd be hilarious. I came in whiteface and he came in, or he, I came in blackface. He came in whiteface.
Yeah. And you told this to people?
Oh, absolutely. I thought it was a great idea.
I didn't think it was funny.
I really get
you. Who did you tell it to?
I mean, a room full of folks. And
you said it in an audience, yes. Kind of like tonight.
I mean, I say everything in audience.
Was there a long silence after that?
No, everybody laughs and all that'd be hilarious. And after that, a guy walked and said, you know, you might want to be careful. HR frowns and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
Boom.
There's one of those in every group chat.
Dude, there is. How awesome would that be?
Yeah.
My boy Larell, he loved it. He said, yeah.
He thought it was a good idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was all right.
Hey, Wes, yeah. How are you this evening?
I am good, I promise.
Jeez.
We're going to be checking on Wes to see if he's any more enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. You need to say more syllables.
More syllables.
Onomatopoeia. Yes. Use that several times.
There you go. And then you'll
that's the chant move.
You'll sound right interesting then. Yes.
Okay. If I just say onomatopoeia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, my daughter wanted to prove I'm not as smart as she is. She said, spell onomatopoeia. That's like, what? You spell onomatopoeia.
She wouldn't have known if you were wrong or not, would she?
No.
Unless she had it
you
on.
You should have just spelled something.
I could have spelled on, and she'd be like, sounds right.
No, that's about it. Right there.
You could have spelled hippopotamus.
And she'd probably
they don't even have, do they even have spelling tests in schools anymore?
No. Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Let's spell it. Marty, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing excellent.
Oh, he turned it up a notch already, hadn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at there.
So don't do spelling bees or spelling words.
I'm ready to go.
I thought I saw a phoenix cross the screen.
A phoenix, son. Happy Gilmore 2. Movie just came out on Netflix last week. I guess
I enjoyed it.
Three of us have seen it.
Three of us seen it.
Yes.
Horrible movie.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I watched it.
Good movie, but I enjoyed it from start to finish.
I didn't like the maxi golf angle. I thought I could have done something a little different.
I did too, but
I dug it. I enjoyed it a lot.
It was a very enjoyable movie. What a good movie. It's poorly written.
If you like the first movie, you'll like this movie.
It was nostalgia.
It was nostalgia is what it was.
It felt like a walk down memory lane.
That's exactly what it was. It was good.
It really was.
Oh, 100%.
Although
it was nothing but flashbacks. They probably only filmed about an hour worth of
movie. The one that played his wife looked younger now than she did back then.
Okay. Am I the only one that did not realize that's the mom from Modern Family?
Yeah, I knew that.
I did not.
But she wasn't during the first one.
Well, clearly not. Yeah, it was 30 years ago.
But she looks younger now than she did 30 years ago. And I don't like that.
That was still New Era Family before.
New Era Family?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I kept thinking.
Al Bundy was still his first wife.
I kept thinking he was going to date the chick from his AA meetings until at the end I realized that was his real daughter in real life. So there you go.
Yeah. They were sitting a little close to each other.
So who was your favorite character turned out to be?
Shooter, baby. Shooter was an awesome character.
You didn't like John. I can say John Candy. It's not John
Candy. I love John Candy.
John Daly. You didn't like John Daly?
I like John Daly, but
John Daly was good in it. I liked it.
Shooter McGavin was my favorite character. He had an arc. He had a character arc. That's the word on it.
An arc?
Yes, he had a character arc. He went from in the beginning, a crazy villain, to the hero at the end. He was the hero at the end.
He was.
Spoiler alert.
He came in to be the sub, but also the coach.
I feel like
quit telling everybody.
I feel like they could have done a lot better with the caddy. That was not funny.
That's Bad Bunny. You know who that is? He's a rapper. Or a, not a rapper. Is he a rapper?
I thought he made underwear.
Bad Bunny, I think, makes, does he make clothes?
Sounds like a stripper.
Yeah, he makes clothes. I've seen clothes.
Bad Bunny was the one that did the Thousand Dudes.
I think he does music too. No, that was Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny.
Bonnie Blue.
Yeah, Blue Bunny's ice cream. I've done 1,000 Blue Bunnies.
I know what ice cream is.
Stripes ice cream.
That's what we need to do. Label on Netflix is Stripes. Marty will watch it. Stripes 2.
Yeah, Marty, you missed it. Last week, Stripes was like the answer.
It was actually an answer. So you missed your answer.
I'm glad I could make it funny.
But I did enjoy that there was a lot of PGA players that were in the movie and acted and had fun with it.
Their act was pretty atrocious.
It was. And that's I wish John Daly would have more of it, but
I think
his acting was terrible.
John Daly basically played the weird dude out in the shed with Steve Buscemi. They both hung out there together.
Yeah. I think he played himself.
I like John Daly.
I don't think that's John.
I think that's a little bit like John.
I don't think he's
I think
great
that's,
hand sanitizer. So,
yeah, I think that's the over-the-top version. If John Daly, you would say, what you think of John, it's like all the work.
So I feel like John Daly should have been his coach, and they were a lot cooler.
So didn't John Daly's bar just open up?
In Nashville?
In Nashville,
yeah. Why didn't we go there?
I don't know. We should have.
We didn't really have time.
No, we were busy.
We were in Nashville last weekend, but boy, we were busy. Had a busy weekend.
If How busy were you? I didn't know if there was a joke.
If we would have went one more place in Nashville, we wouldn't make it to Clarksville.
This is true. If you do a couple of places,
that's where Old Glory
and Clarksville.
I've worked in Clarksville.
I like that place. I like Clarksville as a town.
Clarksville's nice.
Did y'all come back through Aaron?
Yeah, but it was dark. We didn't know where we were.
It was beautiful.
It was nice.
We almost ran into, I think, the Cumberland River of Tennessee.
When you get Cumberland, it's right there.
What about the Cumberland Gap? Was that there too?
I think I went through there and there were deer almost hit me. Marty slept the whole time.
Yeah, I used to make that.
He was tired.
But he was mumbling in his sleep. That's not talk.
Yeah, when I was at Clarksville working, there was a Google plant, and it's a massive facility.
What's a Google plant look like? Is it a plant full of Googles?
It's a plant of Googles. It's like 20 small, when I say small, 20 buildings, and each building houses a...
Is it a building within a building?
There's just data centers.
A bunch of Googlers.
Hey, Wes, how are you, Wes? Get off the phone, Wes.
I am good. I am trying.
I'm watching you type on your phone. Get off the phone. Oh. That's a big no-no.
We don't do that on the
You will be banned.
He's saying words in the chat in the phone police over here.
They don't answer back when he talks to him.
He has no more energy than his intro.
Look, just like the regular police over here, criminalizing people for nothing.
Yes.
Fight the power. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. He must have been asleep over here.
Sorry, guys.
Marty, how are you this evening?
I'm still doing good, man. I had a great time this weekend.
That's what I wanted to hear on the intro. That's what I was wanting to hear.
Great time this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Great
time. How good was it?
It was excellent. I feel I ate more Saturday.
Was that from Hee Haw?
I drank more than I ate.
We all did.
So look, we got late on. All right, if you're in Nashville, go to Southern Collective. If it's there on the weekend, definitely hit up J-Rock. Tell them Life from the Patio, Big T sent you, and Josh Gamble. You will have a great time. Had a great time over there. But we were going to stop for lunch after Southern Collective, then go to Glory. Well, we got late.
How'd they work?
They did not.
How late did you get?
30 minutes turned into 2 hours. Yep.
We stopped for 30 seconds to pee on side of the interstate and kept rolling.
We really did. True story. You stopped and I peed.
Okay.
Y'all had to do it as a group.
Then they were like texting us. They were like, we're already two barrels in. I'm like, okay. Well, 45 minutes later, they were two barrels in. And as we're walking over there, I think we grab a couple more people to come
with us. The people in the lobby?
Yeah, come join us.
But see, I got to tell them two barrels. They went back.
Oh, they did. Actually, number two, I thought was the best.
But somehow I
got out of there without any barrels. Anyway, there we go. Had a great weekend.
I would have brought mine and let y'all try it.
Yep. If you missed out, you missed out. Some of these folks was here. I know that we'll Dave was there.
I want to go back.
Don't look. Out. 2020 was the year of COVID, right?
Yes.
19, really, I guess, into 20. But this year, so far, yesterday, there was a big earthquake off the coast of Russia. Tsunami warnings all over Hawaii. Hey, there's an Oprah story there. Do y'all know about the Oprah story with Hawaii? We'll get to that in a minute.
No.
Then today, a volcano erupted in Russia.
I was about to say Mount Vesuvius.
So there's been a lot of that going on. So we got natural disasters coming. But in Hawaii, so all the people on the coast were trying to get to higher ground.
Uh-huh.
About 4 foot.
James, what a question.
Four foot. We're watching it, not watching, but Charlie just, we're laying in bed, and Charlie says, they're asking the people to evacuate. She said, where they evacuate to? I said, up the
higher ground.
Yeah,
it ain't that far. But Oprah has this huge land, and to get to the mountain, you can either drive like 40 miles around her land, or she's got her own private road going straight through. She didn't open her private road till like well after. She apparently did, but there was a whole to-do.
You don't get a private road.
Now, she claims she didn't even think about opening the private road, but she did finally.
But my question is, if I'm trying to get my family out of harm's way, I don't give a damn if there's a fence there or not.
She didn't want the public in her good.
I'm going through it. I probably got snipers.
The Oprah Police Department would have probably...
let them arrest me. I'm going up to Oprah's then.
Is she still married to Stedman?
She ain't married to nobody.
Yeah. I thought she was married, or that was her boyfriend or whatever. What is his name?
Why do you know so much about Oprah?
This is almost
Gail was her girlfriend. She's also from Indiana, if you didn't know
that. Hey, Marty, how are you? She's
Mississippi. This is almost like the conversation we had before we started. So right, I ain't going to bring that up.
He's getting his phone out. We're Googling.
We're going to Google.
Oprah's from Mississippi.
Where is Oprah from?
No. Oprah's not from Mississippi.
She's from Indiana.
Oh, that's just in the color purple.
He's from the land of MVP.
Jamie's thinking now. He's thinking,
Folks, I'm going to tell you now. We're going to be in the weeds.
She was born in Mississippi, Jamie. We're already in the weeds. Cusco.
Yes, Kosciuszko there, champ.
I got called Cusco.
How in the world do you get Kosciuszko from that?
That's Cusco.
That's Kosciuszko, Mississippi.
But she moved to Baltimore.
So. I got a buddy that's from Kosciuszko.
I thought she was from Indiana.
I will admit that is a hard word.
She's not originally from Chicago, but sort of around there.
But who was right?
You were
okay.
You
know, so we got tsunamis, volcanoes. We got Oprah, hurricanes popping up. We got Hurricane Oprah. Oh. Check this out. Have y'all heard about this 7 mile wide item traveling through space that's going to enter our solar system and come over like near Earth? They're saying it could be an alien probe.
A probe?
Joe Rogan, our buddy Joe, you know.
Yeah, our buddy Joe.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, Wes is going to be on there, right? Wes, he's so full of energy. Hey, Wes, how are you this evening?
Hey, how's it going? Yes, I'm planning on being on Joe Rogan's show.
Yeah. That's actually more energy than you started with.
You know what? If we ever get connected with Joe Rogan's show, we're going to send Wes to be on
there.
Yeah.
Only for the intro.
The whole interview.
Hey, Wes, how are you today? Yeah. Oh, pretty good.
You know, Wes, with that type of energy, you may get the Joe Rogan experience.
That's really
mine. So look, NASA has identified the object named 3i Atlas as a likely comet, but Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb has proposed a more controversial theory suggesting the object could be an alien probe. Didn't South Park do a show about the alien probe?
That's like the first or second episode.
Yeah, Rogan said that the object is approaching from beyond the sun, making it difficult to detect. Ooh, that's how I do it, wouldn't you?
I sneak up behind the sun.
The object is on a direct trajectory toward Earth and could arrive in 2027. So we got 2 years.
I don't plan on being alive by then. 2027? Okay, I plan on being
here.
I plan on making that.
Jamie, how are you this evening?
We need to be bad.
I've been doing bad.
So how do we know it's not a Ford probe?
Hit that button.
All right, yeah. How about Wes stick to your intro?
I hope they heard that.
How about you stick to your intro?
I hit
the only way.
Just, I want you to know you were sitting in the only that man could do dad jokes.
The only way this be better is if it was on a direct path to Uranus, Missouri. That would be awesome.
No, we can't lose Uranus
today. Okay. That's where the probe is going.
Okay, how do you know it's not? And why are you shaking everybody's cameras?
I don't know. Because
why are you angry? Because
I'm angry. We got
no more energy in that.
When he discusses Uranus, he gets fired up.
Probing Uranus.
All right. You heard it from Life from the Patio first. 2027. We will be waiting for the We will be waiting for the alien probe in Uranus, Missouri.
Exactly. That'd be the number one landing spot, I thought.
It's going to touch down in Uranus.
That could be a campaign stop. Black Fortberry.
Yeah, Black Fortberry will campaign Uranus.
Hold on. Isn't that what you talked about start show, Black Fortberry? I thought it was Fortberry Black.
No, Fortberry. He's running president. I'm VP. Yeah. I'm the VIP.
So as soon as you come up with that T-shirt, HR is probably going to haul you.
Black Fortberry.
You can't wear it to work.
Yeah, so like Black Fortenberry will campaign Uranus. Hold on,
let's ask the other Fortenberry. Hey, what do you feel about Black Fortenberry?
I will vote for Black Fortenberry as I was told to do.
Yes, I love it.
That did come from a script.
Would you not vote for me? I mean, look.
But yes, that probe is going to Uranus, Missouri, one way or another.
It's going to skip off Uranus and hit Uranus.
Possibly.
There's another Uranus way out there.
Probably came from Uranus too and headed to Uranus.
You can't come to all of them, Gary.
Since we're all over the place today, I gotta say this. Has anybody noticed that July of 2025 hates the 80s and 90s?
Man,
we've had a lot of
Ryan Sandberg died the other day.
Yeah, Ryan Sandberg was the Cubs.
That hurt.
Cubs, yeah.
Man. The fact that you had to ask, he'd hurt worse.
Who would hurt worse, him or Mark Grace?
He was born in 50. Ooh. I think it said 54.
Mark Grace was another.
Yeah, Ryan Sandberg was 65, I think.
Yeah, it was 65.
Damn, so he died of cancer, though.
Well, that still sucks.
The Hulkster, Hulkamania.
The Hulkster died.
Ozzy.
Theo. Yeah.
Today was a funeral, was it not? Today was a funeral procession. The No More Trail of Tears procession.
For Ozzy.
I didn't have much time looking stuff today, but there was apparently an influencer, influencer that came out in support of Hogan and got canceled for it.
Yeah, people are
controversial
really
about Hogan.
He's racist.
Yeah, he's racist.
He
said the N-word. Like
he got mad because his daughter dated a black guy, and
he said called him an N-word.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean,
I didn't even know that.
It was fairly recent.
It happened like 4 or 5 years ago, I think, didn't it?
You know what? But I mean,
see, I don't even know. Think we'd have talked about that?
No. So the Dudley brother, the black Dudley brother, came out in support of Hogan. He said, "Look, Hogan came to me personally and apologized. He said I was mad at what he said. He said, but the man came to me, apologized to me. He was out of line, and you know, I forgave him.
Are we getting over that point where people can make mistakes and be forgiven, or no?
We're getting back to it.
We need to.
All right. U.S. fashion retailer American Eagle Outfielder release.
What time was he on?
Marty, how are you this evening?
I'm good.
Right.
All right. He's really good now, isn't he?
I was laughing.
That's the energy we needed to start the show.
That's right.
If you guys brought more energy to start the show, there's no telling what we could end up with. American Eagle Outfitter came up with this Sydney Sweeney, and it's called a backlash.
Oh, it is.
Why? Stupid. What's the backlash?
Who's Sydney Sweeney?
I don't know. I'm gonna try to find a picture.
She said it's in my genes to be blonde and blue-eyed, and they're saying that's Aryan. That's Aryan.
Well, they said in fact the ads, how good are your genes or something like this?
Yeah. And it's the Sydney Wayne genes,
G-E-A-N. They're saying G.
So, should we play the ad?
You can.
Sure, let's play it.
I don't know. It's kind of
all right, because then I'm going to show y'all a better version of that ad.
Uh-oh.
I'm buying American Eagle jeans.
I buy that shirt. There's no butt at all right there.
Those don't look. No, they don't.
They look like baggy pants.
Just so we're clear, this is not me. So, this looks like she's blonde hair and blue eyed, it made it Aryan.
Yep.
I guess. Oh, well.
All right, let me show y'all the best. So, this is the type of thing AI is made for.
I will say this. So, Sydney Sweeney should be selling shirts, not jeans. You know?
Huh? Yeah, she was.
What? Yeah, she's Michelle Stark.
All right, y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now that is what American Eagle. You know who came up with that?
Who's that?
Don Jr.
Did he
used AI? Because there's apparently more to that than she's like setting that in some place. But there you go.
I wish we had a patio picture with an outfit like that.
We can do
Jamie like that.
Oh, in a Canadian tuxedo, I'll do it.
You know what? I just realized something.
What?
Donald Trump sort of looks like Goldmember.
He does.
From Austin Powers.
So yes.
He has a golden toy.
You know what? I will tell you the greatest.
It looks like his prostate's maybe a little enlarged.
Well, I'll tell you the.
Let's have.
Or he's wearing a diaper. One of those.
Look, I will tell you the greatest Family Guy joke of all time involved Aryans.
Uh-huh.
And
about the what?
Aryans.
This going to get us in trouble.
No.
You've already talked about blackface. Multiple times.
Filter, Jamie. Filter.
A German guy walks in with a Nazi costume or Nazi uniform into a vet's office, and he says, "I'm looking for the veterinarian." I'm looking for the veterinarian, and she said, "Oh no, this is for animals, not a veterinarian."
I don't get it.
Germans are Aryans.
He's a veteran Aryan.
Oh. No, then a German guy walks in the hose and what's the pants? The short pants?
Lederhosen?
Yeah, Lederhosen. With a German shepherd. And he said, "I'm here for the veteran Aryans." She said, "No, that's next door."
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, Wes, are you happier now?
I am much happier now.
I can see.
Good dad joke.
Okay.
His beard's blushing. I saw it.
Yes.
All right, I got another story. This wasn't on the list, but the MAGA mating call.
There's a MAGA mating call?
There's a MAGA mating call. is taking dating apps by storm.
Ooh.
Will Potter and Alexa.
Let's guess what it is.
Put it to the test, and we're stunned by the results. Okay, guess what it is.
Booty hoo. That's what I go with.
Y'all just.
You say hooty hoo.
Hooty hoo. What the
heck? All right, I ain't gonna guess.
Young Trump supporters have started turning dating apps into battlegrounds, opening with a bold, sometimes polarizing pickup line. Hi, I'm MAGA.
Ooh.
That's pretty bold.
That's straightforward. I mean,
would have guessed that one.
I mean, MAGA these nuts.
That'd be awesome if the girl responded with that. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Or the girl started with that and he said that. Oh, that'd be perfect.
What if the girls came on and said, hi, I'm MAGA.
I'm MAGA.
So the guy that tried it out said women were not impressed. Overall, he sent the cold opener to around 10 women on Hinge. What is Hinge?
That's the problem. He should have sent a hot opener. You know
what is Hinge?
I have no idea.
We're not familiar with these. You should know.
I don't know. I would think that would go better on CousinsOnly.com.
CousinsOnly.com, yes.
Sir. Or Farmers Only.
That's what I meant, Farmers Only.
That's an Arkansas based
after
company.
Already matching in some way, he said, someone matched me immediately after I told them I was part of the MAGA movement. One woman, a future lawyer, was especially offended that the message came from a Brit. Okay, it's a Brit. Okay.
It's a Brit?
It's a Brit.
He wants to move to America, I guess. Huh?
Europe loves Trump, apparently.
Yeah.
Or some of us says that. I don't know.
Just...
Alexa, this young lady.
They missed on that one.
So this is Alexa right here. Oh, where'd she go? There she is.
Oh, isn't she?
She's cute, isn't she?
She's fancy. Now,
so over the course of a few days, she sent messages to 80 men across two dating apps, each of whom she had already matched with in some capacity. The old saying goes, men pair widely, women pair wisely. Okay.
Yes. Men fish with nets. Is that wrong with that?
Official what?
Fish with nets.
Oh.
We
go. I didn't know what he said.
We go for quantity, not quality.
He said men wear fish nets. Yes. That's how you get them.
So, he said men were all in.
You got a Fort Bend story.
A story, a Fort Bend story of fish nets.
Come on. Talk about Clarksville. We were at Clarksville working this Google plant, and we are sitting in a boardroom in a big meeting. And the guy hosting the menu, you keep looking up, and I'm like, this dude's fingernails are painted. That's and cool. I'm like, no. I mean, this is a construction site. And I'm colorblind, too, so I'm like...
Oh, that's true. You got to be careful.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm certain this guy's fingers are painted.
Yeah.
Finally, I leaned over to my buddy. I said, is this a bitch got painted fingernails? And he's like, yeah. So we go Google. We dive into some bitch. On Facebook, he's a drag queen. He's a drag show queen.
Hey, look at that. Living his life.
Hey, as long as he's not.
And he's building stuff.
That's cool.
He's being constructive. He's
trying to drag me. He's trying to drag me in.
Marty, how you not?
I'm excellent.
He's in good shape. I went to.
Is this a coming out moment?
No.
Okay.
I went to St. Louis and we stopped at a burger place. We didn't know what it was. We sit down and all of a sudden there's like the stage. We're like, what's on the stage? The name of the place was Eat, Drink, and Be Merry.
And Be Merry.
Wes, you didn't accidentally go in
there. No, we did. So we went to the Irish pub across the street and told all of our friends that we're supposed to be heading behind.
Hold on, y'all.
And ask for us.
So,
what did you just say?
In Nashville,
I went to the Irish pub.
When me and Andy were in Nashville working, our hotel was right next door to where the bus picks up for this drag queen bus show.
Oh, that's cool. So
we sit out there like the drag queens like lean out the window and they talk shit to us.
That's awesome.
It looked like a good time. It was like one of the open tour buses in Nashville. And
yeah, they drag queens
on a mic walking up and down talking. It looked fun.
As long as it's not forcing stuff on kids, I care.
So,
folks, there may be a video of Jamie and Andy on that bus.
Oh, what?
Good time.
I was filling an application.
Parents have been left scratching their heads over a seemingly simple question in a children's book, but the correct answer led to even more confusion. The I Spy riddle. I'm going to have a riddle for you guys.
Ooh.
Has caused fury about the globe. around the globe after being shared on social media challenges. Some people guessed the answer. Here we go. Right here. I spy with my little eye something beginning with
R.
Okay, I spy with.
I'm good at this.
Beginning with,
dude, I'm not gonna let you go long because they're about
rail the train for the rail. I don't know.
Oh, you don't have it. You don't have
it. I'm having to look up. I'm sorry.
And I didn't cheat to look ahead. Let's see what it says here. Car starts with room. One man joked. Roof. Their motto. I have a boat.
It's all transportation, but I'm trying to think of another word for transportation.
Rides.
Rides.
Yep, rides.
The R is for rowboat and has the picture of the yacht, which famously has sails. Like trying an automobile.
John can't.
Pirate ship says R.
I go rock, go rides.
Rides, yeah. I'm going to go with rides. I'm all about
transportation. They are all transportation, which are rides.
I don't know the answer.
There's no answer.
I just gave you the answer.
Okay.
We'll it's rides. You.
I think Father Fortenberry did it.
No, I said transportation, Jamie. I gave you the.
You gave me the tools.
I gave you the tools. I gave you the tool.
I accepted your tool.
You accepted the tool.
I accepted your tool, and I'm.
Hey, hold on.
Manifested it. I took your tool and I moved it around until it.
All right. Gary, how are you defeated?
You shaped the tool.
I shaped your tool you gave me.
He shaped my tool.
The clay. Right, you shaped the clay.
I turned your tool into clay.
I was clay in your hands.
From my mouth into the right word.
That is correct. I accept that answer.
So,
rides is the answer.
Wes, how are you defeated?
I am doing good.
We're sitting at a random spot the other day. And somebody walks in, and I walk in, and my wife's talking to somebody else about Gary and Whitney for some reason. I don't even know. And
you know my theory, Jamie. What's my theory?
And Charlie looks over and says, "Yeah, we know the Scott's great, and Gary and Jamie have been friends for years." And I said, "Yes, he's my heterosexual life partner." I've always called him as my heterosexual life partner.
Yeah,
I think that's amazing.
It is amazing that we have this bond.
I think that's such an amazing declaration.
For years, our goal was to build houses next to each other, have a tunnel underneath them.
A basement connect.
Yeah, the issue is everybody else lives around him but you.
So, you know, he moved to a different economic bracket than me. So he.
I love with everybody.
He's trying to keep me down.
Actually, all of us could build a tunnel to Gary's house but you.
But me.
You would have to have Elon Musk dig that tunnel.
Whitney.
With a
Jamie's visiting about a house in your backyard.
There's one in the backyard, two houses over you could probably live in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You could just move in with his mom next door.
You could. And you just got to build the basement out.
You could build it on a ditch between.
No. Rusty. They got a safe room, though.
Yes, there is a ditch between their houses.
Let me call myself.
The ditch is getting pretty deep now. I mean,
you know what? That would be a great play for Double Y.
It would.
Behind their fence?
I'll do triple wide. Just make triple wide.
It's behind their fence, Jamie.
Right behind the fence.
You can just tap into the water and sewer. All that.
Yeah.
Right, extension cords.
Tappy wappy. Cool. Tappy wappy.
Dude, y'all, I didn't even think we were going to get an episode off tonight. Oh. It's like awesome. We're not going to talk about Devin Zoom.
We got it off.
We've been off in the weeds all night. We will be on over at the Bourbon Legends here in just a minute when we do get off. So please join us there.
Yes. If you like Legends and you like bourbon.
What else y'all got to talk about? We could do a few more.
But you know what? We got school starting up for kids. Yeah.
They've been done started.
Well, ours start next week. Yeah. My littles.
But folks need to start watching WNBA. They got fancy stuff being thrown on court.
Did you see that?
I did not.
Oh, you gosh.
Oh, dude.
No. I saw it.
It was the most exciting pass I've seen in WNBA yet.
I'm the Tom Blake guy right now.
Do you know where it was at? Where
was
it?
I forget the.
I really knew nothing about this.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to share the picture.
Don't share the picture.
I bet Tom Blake is dying.
I don't know. Look what he just said.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows. But you know, I was thinking,
hey, I thought it was like a hat trick thing. You throw those on the court when they do something.
When somebody gets a double double, you
we're not going to say what it is. We're not going to say what it is.
We're not going to say what it is. But you know what?
It's no merit.
I thought maybe both teams weren't scoring a lot, so maybe they were hoping somebody would score, you know?
I was like, what if somebody twist their angle on that thing?
That would have been awesome.
What if they fell on it?
What if somebody tried to like pick it up, run off of it?
Hey, look, Marty just gave.
All right, I would say Marty hit the button. I'm gonna hit the button because
they fell butt first on it.
We've gone off the rails. We've been off.
We go into weed right there. Yeah.
I'm glad ain't no second episode.
No, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Just chill.
Oh, all right, okay, here we go.
Save me from my own pride. Change me for my final ride. Oh, walk me to the riverside. And lead me while my mother cries. 'Cause somebody done took from an outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this outlaw.